It's Wednesday, the 2nd of July, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Umahiko Governor Pio Ngannate, who's the only regional governor reappointed to his post, says the country's newly appointed governors are ready to implement the upcoming National Development Plan 6. Ngannate reaffirmed commitment to aligning with President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa's directives to drive development across all regions.
The NDP 6 will contain the 8 priorities that the president has set herself, amongst them education, agriculture, sports, and those are the things that we want to see implemented. In my region, we submitted a list of all the 7 constituencies where sport facilities will be put up, and as of now, we requested to put 2 more for now for immediate implementation for the budget year 2025-2026.
Also, on the level of health, we are also now cooperating with 4 hospitals in Germany, and a container will be soon on its way to Umahiko to equip our hospitals.
Students' organization NANSO has voiced concern over being left out of the new task force on free public tertiary education. NANSO President Dorothea Nangolo called on the government to review the task force's composition.
Students are not included in this task force, which does not make sense because the task force deals with free tertiary education, and the recipients of this free tertiary education is students. So essentially, students would know how they want free tertiary education to look like in this country and what they are willing to compromise on. And what I mean by what they are willing to compromise on is when you craft a policy in around free tertiary education, there's always going to be a compromise because it cannot be entirely free. Obviously, NSFAF's functions will no longer be the same anymore. So the question is, yes, education is free, but where are our students staying? All these things. And these questions will not be answered if students are not sitting on the task force.
Then a newly published study in The Lancet has warned that over 14 million vulnerable people could die by 2030 due to cuts in U.S. foreign aid under President Donald Trump. The U.S. previously contributed over 40% of global humanitarian funding through USAID, but recent reductions risk reversing decades of health progress. Experts are comparing the impact to a pandemic or a war. Separately, U.S. President Donald Trump says Israel has agreed to the conditions to finalize a 60-day ceasefire. The American leader says he hopes Hamas takes the deal because it will not get any better. Kate Fisher reports.
This was a post on his Truth Social platform, and he said that my representatives had a long and productive meeting with the Israelis today on Gaza. Israel's agreed to the necessary conditions to finalize the 60-day ceasefire in all caps, during which time we'll work with all parties to end the war. He also said that the Qataris and Egyptians would deliver the final proposal. They, of course, have been instrumental in these negotiations. He ended it by saying, I hope for the good of the Middle East that Hamas takes this deal because it will not get better. It will only get worse. And that was in all caps as well. So he's essentially saying this is kind of the best and final deal, but Hamas have not responded to this.
And finally, South Africa is gearing up for the Guinness World Record for the biggest braai. The current title belongs to Uruguay, which grilled 16.5 tons of meat in 2017. On Heritage Day on 24 September this year, Castle Lager and Big Safe are firing up plans to host the world's biggest braai. And to kick things off, Castle unveiled the grill board, a billboard with a built-in working braai on Vilakazi Street in Soweto. Brand director Thomas Lawrence says the world's biggest braai belongs to South Africa. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.